The conceit that Janice came up with is that it's set in Athens, Georgia.
Athens, Georgia.
Not Athens, wherever that is, Athens, Greece. This is her fault. She, with the first read-through, she started doing it with a Southern accent. And so I looked at her and said, okay. Oh, grim look night. Oh, night with hue so black. Oh, night whichever is alack, alack, alack. And just went from there. And so Bottom is really this severe redneck person.
They all are. The Rude Mechanicals are all redneck.
Actually, that doesn't seem like such a stretch, really.
No, it's not at all.
Because what Shakespeare was doing in the first place was taking what he knew and putting it in a setting that he didn't know any better than we do.
Well, and that's...
I'd be willing to bet he'd never been to Greece.
No. He never went to any of the places that supposedly his plays were set in. And, you know, it's really, in my opinion, he sets them in these exotic places as kind of a sop to the, you know, people in the audience who think that they're all fancy and everything. The groundlings are going to be going on, you know, going to be saying, bring on the dancing girls as usual. You know, so everything's England. You know, whatever he says it is, it's all England. So when we were sitting around, it was actually Stephanie and myself sitting around laughing about the play. And we were looking at each other like, but if we set it in Athens, Georgia... Then, Stephanie, you can use all the music that comes out of Athens, Georgia.
You should be glad. You should be happy to be alive. You should be glad. You should be happy. My blood runs through.
The majority of the music is from the Athens bands to kind of represent the themes. You know, there's like a lover's theme and then fairies come in. So things like that.
So how long did that take you? You must have listened to a lot of music, I suppose, right? To be able to program it like that?
Yeah, because I didn't know. I mean, I knew, obviously I knew some REM and I knew B-52s. I didn't know Widespread Panic at all. And I pretty much didn't know a lot of the other bands. Janice sent me a link to a website that was actually like top Athens bands, if you can believe it. There's a website out there, people. But I kind of went through and whatever songs I could pull up, you know, for free or download for free, you know, I started going through that. We use REM's Stand for the court, you know, when they come in, it seemed appropriate for them. And
Did Bottom, is that I Am Superman by REM?
No, for the like for the Rude Mechanicals, you know, it seemed appropriate since they're country bumpkins. We had to have something country. So it was a song called Penniless by Ponderosa. And then there's a point in the show where I get to do a big solo and kept looking through all the songs and I couldn't find, if you've ever tried to, you talk about speaking Shakespeare, but if you've ever tried to fit Shakespeare's words to an existing song, it's really challenging. I found a band, I'm not going to tell you what, that's not an Athens band, but I was just scrambling because Janice says, it's, you know, we do like a metal sound, a metal sounding band. And even though a lot of those bands were metal sounding, I couldn't fit the words. I couldn't fit the words into the song. And eventually I had a brainstorm and my dad helps me do the recordings. He's a musician around town and has a recording studio. And so he helped me. I was like, you know, I really like the sound of this. And so I started playing with it. And then I just fell in love. And I was like, okay, this is going to be it. So it's really going to be a, you know, like he was saying, he don't want to give away his secrets. I don't want to give away mine. But it's going to be a real surprise at the end of the show when Puck comes out and sings his song to this famous speech.
A very famous metal song.
That was Stephanie Smith. She's the music director for the play. And Steve Disbro, who plays Pyramus and Bottom. Very broadly, as a country bumpkin from Georgia. But while this may seem to be taking some license with Shakespeare's play, A Midsummer Night's Dream, as Janice Hash sees it, the play is so close to a modern farce anyway that it lends itself to almost any interpretation.
It's really not that difficult to explain. Essentially, Midsummer has three worlds that are all operating at the same time. And you have the world of the court, which is Theseus and his new wife, Hippolyta, who was supposed to be the queen of the Amazons, and then the young lovers who were also part of that world, the two males, the two females, who were the pairs of young lovers. Then you have the world of the fairies, where Stephanie's character Puck operates, and then you also have Oberon and Titania and their various little fairies that are floating around with them. And then you've got the Rude Mechanicals, Steve's world, the world of Nick Bottom the Weaver, and his cronies, right? And so what happens is all of these worlds eventually intersect, but throughout most of the play, they don't. You're switching from one place to another, from the world of the court to the world of the forest to the world of the fairies to the world of those guys who are eventually end up in the forest. And hijinks result. And eventually it all coalesces at the end where everybody is on stage at the same time. And that's what makes it funny, is that each of the worlds has something to do with love. And Shakespeare loves to write about love, and he loves to write about how crazy love is and the crazy stuff that people do when they fall in love. And the other uniting image, of course, is that of a dream. Who is dreaming this? Is Theseus dreaming the whole thing? Is it Bottom's dream? He has a famous speech that is actually called Bottom's Dream. Who's dreaming it? We don't know. And so that's one of the things that we'd like to play around with.
In addition to programming all the music for the play, Stephanie Smith also plays the pivotal role of the mischievous fairy, Puck.
So to introduce what Stephanie would be doing here, and let's do Stephanie, you first, because that's the chronological order. Stephanie's character, Puck, or as Shakespeare actually calls him, Robin Goodfellow, but nobody ever calls that character anything but Puck, has been charged by her master, Oberon, the king of the fairies, to torment Titania, the queen of the fairies, by putting a spell on her. And so the spell that Stephanie puts on her is that she will fall in love with the first thing when she opens her eyes from this charmed sleep. The first thing she sees, she'll fall in love with whatever it is. Well, it turns out that Stephanie has also put a donkey's head on Steve's character, and the first thing that she sees is this character who's got a donkey head on. She falls madly in love with him. And so that's kind of the introduction to what this speech is about.
My mistress with a monster is in love. Near to her close and consecrated bower, while she was in her dull and sleeping hour, a crew of patches, rude mechanicals, that work for bread upon Athenian stalls, were met together to rehearse a play intended for great Theseus' nuptial day. The shallowest thick skin of that barren sort, who Pyramus presented in their sport, forsook his scene and entered in a break, when I did him at this advantage take. An ass's knoll I fix it on his head. I left sweet Pyramus translated there, when, in that moment, so it came to pass, Titania waked and straightway loved an ass.
So she wakes up and she doesn't realize what she's fallen in love with. And then, of course, later on in the play, what happens is that the ass's head eventually does get taken off. And the rude mechanicals, Steve's, that are referred to, in that's why they're called the rude mechanicals, is because that of that phrase in that speech. And they are presenting a play within a play at the court where all of the characters are celebrating their marriages. So there's like three different marriages going on. There's a play within the play. And Nick Bottom the Weaver, Steve's character, is playing a character called Pyramus, who... we're not really totally sure that Nick Bottom actually knows who Pyramus is, but he knows his own version of him. And so that's what we're going to hear, I think, is a little bit of Pyramus.
Oh, wherefore, nature, didst thou lion's frame, since lion vile hath here deflowered my dear, which was the fairest dame that lived, that loved, that liked, that looked with cheer. Come, tears, confound, out sword and wound the pap of Pyramus, I that left pap, where heart doth hop. Thus die I, thus. Cue applause. Now I am dead, now I am fled, my soul is in the sky. Tongue, lose thy light. Moon, take thy flight. Now die. Dies.
So what happened to the Georgia Redneck? Shakespeare Chattanooga's production of A Midsummer Night's Dream is in the Ripple Theatre on Brainerd Road. It's about a block from the Comedy Catch after you pass through the tunnels on Brainerd Road. The performances will be on Friday, June 20th and Saturday, June 21st at 7:30 and on Sunday, June 22nd at 2:30 in the afternoon. There'll be three more performances on Friday, June 27th and Saturday, June 28th at 7:30 and again on Sunday afternoon, June 29th at 2:30.
Mr. Wenham, I was wondering if you was asking about my country voice. I thought maybe I would read something right here from Mr. Bottom in well, okay.
Please do, Bottom.
Yeah, okay, all right. Do. Thank you, sir. The raging rocks and shivering shocks shall break the locks of prison gates, and Phoebus's car shall shine from far and make and mar the foolish fates. Woo! That there was lofty.
Oh, Lord.
There you go.
For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.